Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is that this podcast finds you. I know the things that I'm dealing with right now is nothing new to most of you. You feel helpless, worthless, and you try so hard to take care of everybody. You try so hard to do things the right way and to be honest. And then you realize that it really doesn't matter because nobody cares. That's the way you feel. I've been sitting here all day contemplating if I had the guts or the nerve, if that's what you call it, to just figure out a way to close my eyes and not wake up again. But thankfully, I had people in my life that apparently care about me, but why does it take you to be completely desperate for people to acknowledge that the strong ones need some help every once in a while just to push them through? I spend so much time, energy to make sure everyone else is comfortable and that I'm not upsetting them. Then I lose so much track of my own self and my own what? I don't know, because I feel like I don't even have any dreams of my own or any wishes of my own. I just feel like I'm following somebody else's program, somebody else's script. And sometimes, you know, everything just piles on, and I know things happen in life, and I usually deal with it pretty well, but I think I just take too much time to consider everyone else before myself, and I'm getting a little tired of putting myself last, if I'm even on the list. I just roll with it too much, and it's so overwhelming. And I feel like I should be doing something important. What that is, I don't know. pray. I fast. I encourage myself. I try to stay around as many positive people as I possibly can, but you know how that goes. I like being alone, I guess. I don't even know who I am or what I am or what I want. It's just so discouraging sometimes. And then when I feel that way, you know, sometimes it's difficult to realize that a lot of people face the same issue. So what do we do about it? They say we should seek our higher selves. That version of us that actually wrote the script that we're following. Sometimes it just gets so dark and you just kind of lose sight of the end goal. People call me strong all the time, but I feel like I'm the weakest link sometimes. I feel like I'm just running on the air of other people's life. I'm just hanging out in the backdraft, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I can't even explain it. It's just, I feel invisible. I've always felt invisible. But I've always wanted to make a difference and be encouraging the others, but when it comes to, maybe I'm just not paying attention to the encouragement that I receive. I'm trying to be a help to someone right now who might be going through this same situation at this present time. The thing is, I felt like this since I was 15. 13? Is that when it started? Probably even before that. I was just too young to realize how sad I was. I know the root of the issue. I just don't know how I face those demons and get away from them forever. You know? I guess it's just a time right now in history for us to really reflect on who we are in this world and our place in it, and to be able to step back and take an honest look at everything around us, and especially within ourselves, and make up our mind whether or not to continue perpetuating this matrix that causes so many people so much stress and unhappiness. Life can't be this constant depression and constant worry and constant debt. And I'm not necessarily talking about monetary debt. I'm talking about karmic debt. I don't know. I'm just ready to see. I'm ready to see a change. And not only myself, but in the entire world. That are we just fighting against the forces outside of us or the forces within us? From what I understand, we all deal with good and evil, right and wrong. I guess I really am thankful that people really do care, but I just wish I could see it more. I'm just so ready to take these blinders off my eyes. I know I have a light burning within me, but I just need to take this cover off. This cloud is just hanging over me. I'm just so ready to break through it. I don't have all the answers. I don't have any answers. I guess all I could do is just get through each day and just do the best I can. And just really start to talk to myself the way I talk to other people. When I hear their story. It's just so much easier that way, but I think I'm just avoiding. Just avoiding myself and things I need to deal with. Because it's just putting such a burden on my soul. It'll just make things worse for those I care about. I just hate feeling like this. I hate feeling sad all the time. I hate trying to cover it up. Because I don't want to burn anyone else with my problems. But it's going to be okay. Soon. I guess there's no problem that a good bottle of wine can't solve. For some people. Some people can't. Even that's an issue, but I guess you have to pick your poison and find your peace somewhere, huh? Thank you.
I sure hope I helped someone. Well, thank you for listening.